Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of November, and I'm Adam. Hi, everyone. How are you doing? I hope you're all ready for your Thanksgiving meal, because you only have, by the time you hear this, if you're listening to it on the 23rd, you only have less than 24 hours to get to the grocery store, buy all of your ingredients, and get the cooking done, get the house cleaned, and get ready for everyone else. I know everyone has different traditions for Thanksgiving, so you may not even be doing it at your house. You may just be showing up at someone else's house and partaking of the various items, the various turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. Or if you're in a different country, you're thinking, we don't do that here. What are you talking about? We are, and I'll talk about it more in the next episode, but we are actually not doing Thanksgiving at home. We're taking a trip, and I'm going to talk about that on the next episode. But so we don't have to do any cooking or anything like that. My family always gets together at this house that we have. And so a great aunt of mine willed her house to my grandfather when she died. And she lived in this house over, it's a town called Flippin, Arkansas, and it's really near a really scenic area of Arkansas. It's in the Ozark Mountains, and there's the Buffalo River, which is a really clear, crystal clear, you can see to the bottom of it in most spots, river that people like to go canoeing, and there are cliffs, but you know, because it's the Ozarks, so there are lots of bluffs and cliffs and that sort of thing. And you do these canoe rides. I mean, not this time of year, but you'll take canoe trips during the summer. And she lived in that area, and she willed the house to my grandfather. So when my grandfather created his will, he left the house to his wife, my grandma, and also all of his children. So my grandmother is still alive, but my grandfather did pass away quite a few years ago. And the house is now owned jointly by all of my aunts and uncles and my mom. And they all go over there, but it's kind of a cramped. I have seven aunts and uncles on that side of the family, but I have six that are still alive. And so with all of their children that are now, you know, adults themselves, they're all my age or older. They now are married and have children. With everyone getting together at this house, it does have, I think, three bedrooms, I want to say, and then the couches make out into beds. And when I was little, we always used to go over to my grandmother's house, and she had a pretty large house. I think she had like a 4 or 5 bedroom house and a formal living room, a den, we call it a den. It's the one that you use, but then the formal living room is the one that always has the plastic on the couches, you know, although she didn't have plastic on it, but think it's where the nice furniture goes, where the piano is. It's like the parlor or something. And then you have the room where the children have all the toys laid out and the television is and all of that. So when you have guests over, you take them, you adjourn to the formal living room for coffee and dessert, and someone plays the piano or whatever. So, and all of those rooms had couches that would make out into beds, and we would all get together. And I loved it. Like, I really loved having all of my cousins around me and everything else. But now I don't like it. So I avoid those wherever possible. And now I'm kind of like my dad when I was little. My grandma's house was only about a half an hour drive from where we lived. And to me, when I was little, that seemed like a really long trip, but now it seems like nothing. But we would go over there, and at night, my dad would be like, okay, time to go. It's time to go home. And grandma would say, oh, why don't you guys just spend the night? And he would always say, I don't pay my mortgage on my house back there to spend the night here. That's kind of how I feel now. I love to travel, but when I go to these family things, I want to go for like a day, and I want to be able to come back and sleep in my own bed, because that's just the way I am. Or sometimes I'll get a hotel room near this house and just stay in the hotel room. I don't know. I don't like to be cramped around that. Even though it's my family, I don't like to be cramped, you know, walking over people and all of that kind of stuff in the middle of the night when I need to go pee or something. So, but my parents will be over there, and Mark and I are going to be traveling, and you'll hear about that in the next episode. But so we're not actually doing Thanksgiving. My thing to do though for Thanksgiving used to be I would make homemade bread because I really like to cook, and I had a good recipe for homemade yeast rolls. And so I would always make the rolls, and everyone loved them. And that was my thing. So every Thanksgiving and Christmas, I would make huge, big batches of homemade rolls and serve those in our family meal that we had. But I won't be doing that this year because we will be traveling. I will be with the family for Christmas, just not Thanksgiving. So in the last episode, we talked about the Adele concert. So I wanted to finish up on that because I wanted to give you guys a little bit more details. And I'm just going to go back. So what I had mentioned in the last one was she, you know, typical of most pop concerts nowadays, that she rises up from the floor and she's standing on this island stage. So she's really close to us. And she's really, because we're in the back, but we're close to the floor. To me, it was the perfect seats almost because the price, although it was really expensive, it was more reasonable than the other ones. I'm not even going to mention because Adele sold out like the day her tickets came out. And so I had to go on StubHub to buy these tickets. And because she was sold out, of course, they were exorbitant. I'll just say if you wanted a floor seat, you were looking at $2,000 to $3,000 per seat. Now, I didn't pay that much at all. I mean, not nearly that much. But to me, it was just unfathomable to spend that much money on a concert. And most people think what I did spend on it is too much. But I think my boy fee's happiness is worth whatever. And we both like to travel. It was a fun trip. So she rises up at it. But we had good seats for what we paid. And we were the first tier of upper seating. So we weren't on the floor, but we were right above the floor. And we were in the back, but that gave us a good view of the entire stadium. And because nowadays, you know, most concerts, they have those huge screens where they project. Even when she was on the stage and we couldn't see, she was kind of small to us, we could see her on the big screen. But the island stage was really close to us. And she rises up and she's on that island stage and she was really close to where we were sitting at that point. And because we were a little bit elevated, we didn't have to deal with all those people on the floor who stand the entire concert and you can't see. I hate that. You know how the floor at any concert becomes like a mosh pit, basically? Everyone stands up, they're all crowding, trying to get as close to the stage as they can. And I didn't want to be in that anyway. So I was kind of glad that we were raised up just one level. And her voice is fantastic. She didn't lip sync at all. And she went through, so she did Hello, which is probably her most popular song right now. And then she talked. And she even had a point where she went around this island stage and picked out different people from the audience. And she was signing autographs while she was talking. And she was, you know, somebody gave her a stuffed animal for her child. And she took that. And she started asking people where they were from. And she asked one lady where she was from. And this lady said, oh, I'm from this town called Bentonville, Arkansas. She's like, Bentonville? And I was like, what? You know, Mark and I are from Bentonville. That's crazy. So apparently some other folks had flown to Atlanta to see Adele from where I'm from. But not only that, but the lady said, she's like, oh, and we work for Walmart. And so Adele went into this whole story about how she loves Walmart. And she just seems really down to earth. And even before one song, she said, now, guys, I want to warn you, there's this one high note in this song that makes me burp. And she's like, so I apologize if I try to belt out this note and I just let out this really loud, you know, raucous belch, because I just sometimes it happens. And she was just cracking everybody up when she was bending over to say to pick up the stuffed animal from the audience or whatever. She's like was talking about how this was not a very flattering position that she was in with her butt up in the air, and like everyone, she was just very relaxed. And I don't know, it was a really enjoyable concert. I'm not going to go song by song and give everyone a review, but I want to contrast, because I will always love Mariah Carey. I will always love Mariah Carey. No matter how obnoxious and crazy she gets, I will always love her. But the reason I love her is from when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, and she was just starting out, and she had that very humble sort of, you know, attitude. She was still nervous when she would get up on stage, but she had this incredible voice, like just amazing voice. And then what happened is over the years, she became more and more and more diva-ish. And then it became like a caricature sort of thing. Like she was just obnoxious on purpose just because that's who she was. And she had to have that champagne lifestyle and blah, blah, blah. But over the years, her voice has not lived up to that diva attitude that she has. So it's getting embarrassing just to see how outrageous Mariah Carey acts and how, you know, she dresses in as little as possible and all of that, but doesn't have now the voice to back it up as much. I still think Mariah Carey is one of the most talented singers in the world for the time that she was really doing her best. But I feel like her music is not as good and her voice is not as good as it once was, but she still has this attitude like everyone should just bow down to her. Well, the difference with Adele is she's really, really, really good, but she's just so down to earth. She was like telling us how, you know, she had been exercising for this tour, but now she only had 9 performances left. And she was so glad she can just like put on sweats and sit in front of the TV now and doesn't have to worry as much about it. And, you know, just very down to earth. She didn't have any changes she didn't change clothes at all during the show. She just wore a nice kind of gown the whole time. She had an orchestra with, you know, violins and cellos, and there were trumpets and all of that. The video and audio effects and everything were fantastic. It was a really good, well put together show, but she was very just, I'm here to sing. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to belt this out and I'm going to chat with you guys in between each song. And it was just really, we had a really good time. It was really enjoyable. And I would highly recommend, if you've never been to an Adele concert, that, you know, in another 3 or 4 years when she emerges from her cocoon, that you go, because it was a lot of fun. And again, I think she's really good. And I just like her personality. I think, you know, she could be very diva-ish as well. And I just don't see any of that. And I really like the fact that she's down to earth. And I'll go back to, you know, in previous, I've said trumpet players can tend to be very diva-ish. And I was always, when I was in school and when I was at the top of my game, I tried to be very quiet and laid back and not, you know, not act like I thought I was better than everyone else. Even when I was first chair or when I was, you know, when I would do better than other folks, I tried to be really just approachable and everything else. And that's the kind of attitude that I like. So that's really what I like about her. And then anyway, after the concert, it was really good. We had a really good time. And I did want to mention this. At the end, she comes back to this island stage in the middle, and she stands in the middle, and they bring these sheer curtains down on all 4 sides. And so that they can project her so that people who are not there can see her, they project her on these sheer curtains larger. So you've got her standing in the middle and then this big, huge projection of her on all 4 sides of her as she's singing. I've never seen that done before. And I thought it was awesome. And then she gets to one of her last songs. And I have seen this before, but I really think it's cool. And they make it rain right there on the stage all the way around her. And I know she's not getting wet, but she's like, you know, playing in the water and tossing her hand back and forth in the water and splashing people and stuff like that. Cause it was a pretty small stage. And then at the end, they lower her back down. That's how she ends the before the standing ovation, obviously, that she got. And then, of course, she appears back on the big stage for the final number, which I think it was Rolling in the Deep or something like that. But it was a really good concert. And I highly suggest, if you haven't seen Adele, that you definitely go see her when she's next doing a tour. But then we went and we had dinner at a really nice place. We were walking back to the car and we decided, you know what, we better find some place to have dinner, because it was, by this point, it was, I think, 10:30, and we had had a late lunch. So we were thinking, oh, we're just going to have dinner. So we went to this, it was kind of a steakhouse, a grill sort of thing, but I don't remember what I had. I think I had some kind of steak with grits or something like that. But it was tasty. I would say the service was slow. And then at like 11 o'clock, and we had already done this, right? We had already done this when we got into Atlanta. But there was a particular Pokemon that we were trying to catch that we didn't get enough of at this one nest that we went to. And we had to stop and go take a nap and then get ready for the concert. So we had to leave. And so we decided to drive over to this park and try to catch more of this particular Pokemon. Well, It was dark. This is Atlanta, which, you know, Atlanta is not the highest crime rate city in the world, but it's a big city. And, you know, we're going to this park that is closed, like the gates are closed. And we're thinking about, okay, are we going to park somewhere and walk in, or what are we going to do? But we were both scared. So we end up driving the perimeter of this park. And at one point we're driving and the security guard says, hey guys, what are you guys doing? We're closing up, because we had gone into this one area that wasn't yet, the gate wasn't yet closed, and we had driven in. And the security guard stops us and like is asking, and we're like, oh, we're just turning around. And so we were all freaked out. But luckily we did find the Pokemon that we were looking for, and we got enough. And I know like no one is playing Pokemon anymore, but I don't play it as much as Mark does, but I'm still trying to complete and catch all of them. And so I thought I was going to have time, you guys, to talk about my trip to San Francisco, and I'm totally ran out of time again. So at some point I'm going to have to talk to you guys about my trip to San Francisco that I made, and my, you know, what I did on election night, because I'm sure you guys are really interested in hearing that. But I did talk about that a little bit on Dubious Intent. So if you listen to that show, the most recent one, you'll hear a little bit about what I did when I was in San Francisco and what I did on election night. But so I'm just, anytime we go to a new place, you know, we catch whatever Pokemon we don't have that's not here. And then I think they're about to release a new set of Pokemon. So I think there are about 150 that they've released in the game so far. But Pokemon, like the old game, the original Nintendo, had hundreds of different Pokemon that you could catch. And so there are a lot more that this Pokemon Go game can release. And they're also doing these events where you get double candies. And I don't know, Mark and I went to breakfast yesterday. Actually, it was a really good place. We had these really good caramel pecan pancakes, and I had a mimosa, and I had huevos rancheros, and the waiter came up and we both had Pokemon on our phones, because that's on the weekends, that's when I take mine out. Mark does it all week long, but the waiter's like, oh, you guys play Pokemon. I love Pokemon. He's like, I know a lot of people aren't playing it anymore, but I love it. I still play. So Mark and I are among the, you know, five other people that still play. If you play, you can let me know. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. That was my Adele experience. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And again, you should go see Adele if you ever get the chance, because it's a great concert. If you want to contact me, you can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter @geekygaytb. You can also find me on my other show, Dubious Intent, at dubiousintent.com. And you can find my podcast and many other podcasts that are LGBT and LGBT friendly, or GLBT, LGBTQ, RSTUV, over at pride48.com. Till next time, I'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone, and have a happy Thanksgiving. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.